feel her stare from behind the wardrobe or under the sofa. You are too old to believe in these things. So with certain uneasiness, you turn around and go back to sleep. She still waits. Her hair is made of shadows, sometimes light and translucent, sometimes thick and impenetrable. Her skin looks gray, faded. Her eyes, pure darkness. And she waits, ardently. She waits for someone to look at her, to lock their eyes with her, and feel some warmth. It's so cold here. It's been so long since she felt some warmth. She misses being touched, feeling something, anything. It's so cold in the gallery. So she waits, longingly. When you walk into a room, you catch, with a corner of your eye, something moving on that little gap between the chest of drawers and the wall. Don't look at her. Don't stare into the depths of her eyes. The first time, you will only feel some shivers down your spine, and the feeling that you've forgotten something. The second time, she will own your dreams. You will wake up several times during the night unsettled, disoriented, fear will take over, but you will not know what to fear. In the darkness of your room, your senses will be heightened, and you will be able to hear scratching. Little steps behind that board. A soft sound, similar to a human voice, whispering something unintelligible but definitely sad. And you will crave some warmth. Warmth. It's so cold here. The third time, you will not suffer after the third one. You will not feel anything except the cold. Cold she feels. Cold I feel. And I will be sitting here next to you, finally feeling some warmth. And you will understand what it means to live.